Sound of Boston and rock and roll band on Xanadu 107 FM, flying the Jolly Roger over Merseyside this Sunday afternoon. The sound of Free Pirate Radio for Merseyside. In August 1967, the government tried to silence Free Radio. Thankfully, they never succeeded completely, and we're still here each and every weekend on 107 FM. Coming up in the second hour, we're heading all the way back to 67, back to August 67. We're counting down the top 15 tracks from then. But taking us into the second hour, this is AC/DC, Rock and Roll Damnation.
To close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll,
them away. There's some swinging DJs playing top 40 records. They can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations. What'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day or night. Oh, we love the pirate stations. We love the pirate stations. We love the pirate stations.
And Radio London is now closing down.
Station. This is Radio Caroline. It is now 12 midnight. And as we enter this new phase in our broadcasting history, you naturally have our assurance that we intend to stay on the air because we belong to you and we love you. Caroline, continue.
It's Monday, August the 14th, 1967, and to comply with the government's new Marine Broadcasting Offences Act, which comes into effect at midnight on the 14th, Britain's most popular radio station, Radio London, leaves the airwaves at 3 p.m. Luckily, at midnight, Caroline continues. Yeah, the story of pirate radio in the 60s really is a hard one to understand if you're under 50. I was born in 1965. The pirates were just before my time. But what you got to remember, the early 60s, there was a huge, huge change in mainstream culture in this country, especially in music. And sadly, that wasn't reflected with the media at the time. In the early 60s, we only had two TV channels. We had BBC ITV, not like now, we've got blooming hundreds of them. And we had three radio stations in the United Kingdom. All three, I think, were pretty much set in the 1940s, if we're frankly to be honest about it, and didn't reflect pop culture at all. Used to get an hour, if that, a week of pop music on the BBC Light programme. So we also had Radio Luxembourg, which used to broadcast pop music of a night time, but sadly all these were sponsored programmes and they were all tied up by the big record companies. So if you were an up and coming group in the 60s, there's just nowhere to go to get airplay. Along came a guy called Ronan O'Reilly. He started his own radio station, Radio Caroline. There were plenty more that followed, such as Radio London, Radio 270, Radio England. Many more operators started their own stations, and they had a very successful period throughout the 1960s. But sadly, on August the 14th, 1967, the government tried to silence the pirates. Thankfully, Caroline continued after the ban, broadcast not only in the 60s but also into the 70s and 80s. The stations, of course, are still defying the ban. We're here every Sunday on 107 FM. What we're going to do now, we're going to head back to 1967. We're going to play the top 15 from August 1967, starting with Traffic at number 15.
Yeah.
We're counting down a top 15 from August 1967. At number 15, that was Traffic with Paper Sun. And at 14, These Are the Doors.
To say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only live. Love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you.
time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
And that's The Doors and Light My Fire. We're counting down the top 15 from August 1967. Other news from 1967. Two penguins from Chessington Zoo have been taken on a day trip to a local ice rink to cool off during London's sweltering temperatures. Temperatures in the London area reached nearly 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Rocky the Rockhopper Penguin and his female companion joined skaters at Streatham Ice Rink. There you go, you see. Global warming. Nah, not a bit of it, mate. Not a bit of it. It was hotter in the 60s than it is now. Right, at number 13, this is Jeff Beck.
Thank you.
the Spencer Davis Group and Time Seller number 12. If you'd like to contact us at the station here at Radio Xanadu, the text number is 07548325107. That's 07548325107. The email, radiox@rock.com. radiox@rock.com. We're also on the Windows Live MSN Messenger, which is xanadu997@rock.com. We're also on Facebook. If you go to the website www.radiozanadu.co.uk, click on the contact page and that will give you all the info you need. At number 11, this is Cat Stevens.
Baby, you're cool, and even though you've never been to school, I know you're fine.
last the tea has arrived. We're counting down the top 15 singles from 1967, August 1967 to be correct. At number 10, that's the haunting sound of Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale. At number 9, the first of two tracks from the Monkees, this is A Pleasant Valley Sunday on Xanadu.
It's all too beautiful.
Xanadu 107 FM for a Sunday afternoon with the Small Faces, Ichiku Park. We're counting down 1967, the month when Beatles manager Brian Epstein was found dead aged 32 in his London home. Right, I'm with you for another 20 minutes. Mr. Binky along at 4, the NMO at 6, and Steve West at 8. And at number 7 in our countdown, this is Amen Corner.
Cause I'm in my sin. Stay away, everybody. Cause I'm in my sin. If this joint is
talking. side. I've been waiting for an hour, I can't find a place to hide. The being known as Wonder Girl is speaking, I believe. It's not easy trying to tell her that I shortly have to leave. Why don't you yell at me? Why don't you stop and see? Why don't you hate who I hate? Kill who I kill to be free.
Yeah, that's the second track up from the Monkees in our countdown. They're at number 6. So we're counting down 1967, August 1967. And at number 5, you can't get through a whole Steve Martin show without a bit of Pink Floyd.
Emily tries, but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three gates away. See Emily play. Emily cries. Gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow. Touches the ground. Float on a river forever and ever, Emily.
Emily.
There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games for me. See Emily play.
The Turtles at 4, She'd Rather Be With Me. Right, don't forget, after today I'll be taking a break for about a month, and hopefully I'll be back all refreshed and suntanned on September the 12th. And number 3, this is Dave Davis, Death of a Clown.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.